Con el under $3 menu de McDonald's, un McChicken es solo $1.50. Resulta que ser el héroe de tu primita solo te cuesta $1.50. Por un McChicken, good deal. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
On Moneyline.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. That can't be. We can't have that.
With Donnie, Baseball Right Side.
It's good times now, obviously, with all the changes to Major League Baseball, as I like to put them, every single one of them better than the next. You're going to get the same amount, if not more, scoring and more action all at once in a shorter, condensed time frame. It would be like me coming on and going, yo, Kevin, you know what makes a football game better? Put in 17 more commercial breaks. I love the breathing of the game, Kevin.
And Kevin K. Master Walsh.
This morning got me ready. This, look, going into yesterday, doing research, giving out the pick six for people, giving out World Series previews and predictions. I felt that energy this morning. You know whose idea was putting like a massive behind the scoreboard clock? That's one of the worst ideas of all time. You don't want anybody thinking about the pitch clock.
On Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 159.
Let's get it popping here. Hour number two, having some fun. By the way, K-Dub, you got to help me out with this tweet because, you know, talking about Twitter and all that stuff and having some fun, where it goes in the next couple weeks, we don't know, but certainly all eyes will be on the brand. Well, LeBron James' tweet actually goes, "Welp, guess my blue check will be gone soon because if you know me, I ain't paying the five." What's the five? What is that?
I'm guessing it's going to cost $5.
No, it's more than that. No, it's more. It's like $7 or $8.
See,
I read it. And I'm like, oh, can I get away with this? And I said, wait a second. What is it? Did Elon Musk reach out to LeBron James and go, "I'll give you a discount down to $5"?
Let me tell you what I mean. Now, God, if Elon Musk reached out to him and said, "Brother, listen, everybody else is paying $7, everybody else is paying $8. I got you right here, $5." That's so funny. I can only respect it. I can only respect him being like, look, I don't want to lose LeBron. Let me offer him a discount. Not free. Let me offer him a discount to stay. One of the most absurd things I've ever heard. I have to imagine LeBron doesn't know the price. I have to. LeBron's tweets, you got to kind of duck and weave these days. You know, we never got back to it, right? But, you know, this whole, when he got angry at the reporting about when he was returning.
Yes. Correct.
So I've thought about this a little bit because he obviously has come back. And I saw some people mention this, and I think it has to be accurate. I guess his problem, Donnie, was that he was coming back sooner than they were saying in the tweet. Remember they were like, oh, he's coming back for the last game of the season? Well, obviously, like, not. And that's where LeBron's beef was? So there's no injury report update here. Or did he like rush back to beat the reports in the way Tom Brady unretired to beat Adam Schefter?
Yeah, like where does this go now? Like, because if you remember, I want to say, it wasn't The Athletic. It was the Players Tribune. Do you remember when that first came out? I think it was like a Derek Jeter, you know, conglomerate. And that goes, we're going to control the narrative from the superstars. When they have a story to post, they're going to come tell us, we'll translate the story, and it'll have their blessing on it. Like, are we going to get that sooner than later? Because quite frankly, if there is one media mogul / superstar in the world, it would be LeBron James. That if he sends a tweet out that goes like this, Kevin, I'm going to start my own Twitter. I mean, where is that? Where do we go with that? How many people line up? I mean, you're talking about major companies backing there. I mean, LeBron just snaps his fingers and goes, I want to build a school in Akron. Everybody, how many millions you need, brother? Like, how many do you need? I just saw, like, they put a Starbucks, like, down the street that I think is, like, the size of a mall that I don't know how it runs or who funds it, but every company's like, I don't even care if we go out of business funding this thing. It's LeBron James. Like, that's exactly what we're going to do. Like, who starts it up? Who pulls people away from Twitter? It's like, I got a really good thing going, and everybody jumps ship. Like, who's going to be the man to do that?
I don't know, but again, this is the point. If Elon realizes that that's where the chatter's going, he does have to pull up then, right? He has to be like, oh my goodness, oh my goodness, oh my goodness. This is worse than I imagined. Not only are they not paying, the most important accounts are being deleted. This is no good. I got to get off here. But look, nobody wants to leave, right? Schefter has what? 10, 5 million? How many followers does he have? Millions of followers.
Yes,
I don't know the exact number. Millions of followers. Schefter doesn't want to have to go and try and figure out how to build that following on, like, Slack.
Correct. Yes.
You know?
You're right about it. Because the translation isn't as easy. And if you've ever seen over the years, you know, let's just say you had a couple tough days on Twitter where you really let it rip. And like, oh, I'm going to suspend you, or we're just going to nix your account. And you come back and people get on your timeline. Hey, Kevin, you remember me. Please give me a follow. I don't know about that, man. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're not getting the same followers you had just because you switched over and said, hey, guys, this is my new account. Donnie Rightside 2. Please come follow me. Man, I have about 30 followers by the next day. Like, come on, man. What's wrong with me? Where's my followers at here? Like, you know that's going to happen.
Absolutely. I mean, that's why people are bigger on some platforms versus others, right? There are people who are monsters on TikTok. Monsters.
Yes. Yeah.
Twitter, they don't make a dent. There are people that are monsters on Twitter. Yep. I don't even know why they have Instagram. Like, that's just why. So, exactly. Schefter can't just be like, listen, guys, subscribe to my Substack letter. And I'm going to, you know, send you emails when news drops. Like, that's not happening.
Subscribe to my Patreon, Adam Schefter. Like, what would they be talking about there? And then Ari Miroff would be like, subscribe to mine, and I'll just watch Adam Schefter Patreon, and I'll just recap it.
He really
and you
would,
can pay me as well. Now, that is a business move right there. That's one to watch out for. We're going to have a lot of fun during this hour here on Moneyline. Make sure you keep it here. Topics, and more topics. Let's get after it. We'll be back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Cruising. Fun. That's what we do, K-Dub. That's what we do here on the grid. We keep the people involved. We have a lot of hot topics to get after. People driving around, people relaxing, whatever they're doing. I think they enjoy it. I think they do. Now, you want to talk a little football? It's never a bad time to talk football. Now, if you've been noticing out there, people, Lamar Jackson having a tough time trying to find a new home. He wants a new home. It's like the buyer's market over the past like year and a half, 2 years, Kevin. Boy, I want to buy a house. It's really hard to get involved. You got to pay. You got to overpay. I'm not overpaying. Whether you're not getting the house, that's similar to what Lamar Jackson is going through right now. But I did get a kick out of this, though. As he's going around with maybe landing spots, and again, he doesn't have an agent. He doesn't have an agency. So we really don't know who he's actually calling on a day-to-day basis. And nobody in the NFL is willing to speak up at this time outside of sources in a certain organization going like, Lamar's good. Oh, my God, they might be involved in Lamar Jackson. Like, that's what we're holding on for. But the fact that Asante Samuel actually did come out and say, like, hey, by the way, Lamar, on Twitter, you don't want to go play for Bill Belichick. I got a good chuckle out of that. I did.
So I agree. But also, you know how, and I don't know if you ever, did you ever partake in the Bill versus Brady arguments? Which I think that's how dominant New England was. We had a debate them against one another.
True. Yeah,
and look, I think the truth about football is because the NBA, it is easier to be the center of everything and therefore have the conversation of greatest player of all time. People really want to do that in football, and it's a lot. It's more forced, if we're honest. Again, Tom Brady doesn't play defense. Mahomes doesn't play defense. All these different things. But whatever. We debate Bill versus Brady. Who's more important? Mm-hmm. And I definitely was, initially of the mind, like, come on. I mean, Bill Belichick, look at everything he does. The defense. All these things. And I'm not even here to rehash who was more important to the dynasty. However, clearly, Tom Brady leaving took away some armor or something of the nature around Belichick. The people would never talk like this, I feel like, if Tom was still there and we still kind of viewed New England as the holy grail, the dynasty of football, the mothership of football. And instead it's like,
Yeah, Gronk retired, and when he found out he could actually play with Tom but not Bill, he got right back after him. Asante Samuel, who won multiple Super Bowls with the Pats, being like, I'm telling you, Lamar, you would not have a good time there. That is a damning look for Bill Belichick.
It really is. And, you know, for so many years to hit this topic, because there's another thing swirling in New England that we're going to get to the bottom of here. But the reason why we talk about it is because Meek Mill reaches out. Hey, I'm good friends with Robert Kraft. Yeah, you really should pick up the phone. Give a phone call down there to Lamar Jackson. Put him on your football team. You'll make him better, which he would. But that's beside the point here. But talking about that whole Bill Belichick and Tom Brady thing, don't you remember all the years? And the same thing is going to happen, Kevin, now, that we're not going to see like 40 straight years of Hall of Fame quarterback play of the Green Bay Packers. We were always led to believe, like, man, Bill's so smart. Like, all he doesn't really sign big-time free agents. He'll find a couple scrap heap guys. It's all about the Patriot way. We won't splash in free agency in the first couple days because that doesn't win. And the minute Tom Brady left, they spent like a drunken sailor and got nothing out of it. Why? Because Belichick knew almost like, not that he's not a good coach, because he's a great coach. He's going to be a Hall of Famer, one of the best of all time. I won't slander that, because we don't know the difference. If, what happens if he didn't have Tom Brady? He did have Tom Brady. He won all those Super Bowls. That's why he's going into the Hall of Fame, and he did have a pretty good defense along the way. But when you're trying to break it down of what made sense is, Tom Brady covered up so many of Bill Belichick's mistakes here. Like, hey, we don't have to do this. And the same thing why I equated to the Green Bay Packers, where they would tell you for a decade, no, that's not what we do. We don't sign big-name free agents, because we think it's better to build within. No, you got Aaron Rodgers and Brett Favre. They cover up for every one of your mistakes. Now when they move on, let's see what you have. Because the New England Patriots right now are a shell of their former self. Still trying to run the Patriot way without the players, but without the best football player of all time. And it's showing. Now let's equate this, Kevin, and ramp it up even another level. Here's Bill Belichick again. Smarter than everybody. I'm drafting Mac Jones. We'll make him into the football player that we think he can be. Me and you laughed at him on a Monday Night Football game when he basically said, I know I drafted you, but I think I whiffed. Like, you're not even like a legitimate quarterback in the NFL. Oh, stop it. That was the game plan. That was the execution. Fast forward to today. What are you seeing in New England? Hey, Bill, starting quarterback next year, Mac Jones? Yeah, I'm not going to commit to that. Look at that.
Yeah, and did that? Was that an exact quote that just came out?
It's not an exact quote,
yeah,
but
roughly.
It's now the cuts coming away for it are, Mac Jones, like, you know, you say, like, Jalen Hurts, what do you think about it? He's a starter. Yeah, of course he is.
Yeah.
Hey, what about Mac Jones? We'll see. That's what you're getting now in New England.
Yeah, and a big part of that is Mac Jones seems we'll get to this in a second. Mac Jones seems very, very unlikable, and I think that's a big part of it. to kind of lock in on everything you just said about Belichick, which, yeah, because I don't want to come off like I'm saying he's not an all-time great, first ballot Hall of Famer and all those things, because he obviously is. But I think, you know, if anybody wants to spend time on the Brady versus Bill stuff, Bill lost. It's just the reality. Tom won a Super Bowl elsewhere.
Yes.
He lost. And more so, it's that he is now seeming like he's certainly not a draw in free agency, and he maybe could become a negative in terms of whether or not guys want to go there. Sometimes the game passes you by. Jim Boeheim just retired in a whole vat of awkwardness in Syracuse because they think he stinks now, and he didn't want to retire. They didn't want to fire the legend, so they kind of forced him out, but they didn't really know how to do it. And the next thing you know, he's gone. And that's the deal right now in New England, maybe, where Kraft looks around and he's like, my gosh, what is going on here, man? I don't even understand. It's like, Matt Patricia's my offensive coordinator. I got to trust Bill, but... All right, look, hey, I heard Lamar's interested, Bill. What do you think? We're good at quarterback. You trust Mac? No, I don't trust Mac a lick. Huh? And why are we not interested in Lamar Jackson if you also don't trust Mac Jones? Like, so the Patriots' outlook right now is so negative, and they have one of the longest divisional prices in football. Now, yeah, a lot of that has to do with how good the division looks, but this isn't getting better for the New England Patriots anytime soon.
No, it's certainly not. And to double down on your point, you know, when you have Tom Brady, you can get those legacy-type players going, hey, I'm a good football player, one-year deal, take a little bit less, I'll go there, let's see if we can win a ring. You don't have that. Like the Philadelphia Eagles this year, midway through the season, hey, we might have a little bit of an issue with our run game. Linval Joseph and Dominican Sue come right over, sign for basically veteran minimums, because they go, you know what, if I go there, I know in practice I'm not going to have to do gassers. I'm not going to get yelled at. I'm not going to have to show up at the facility at 5 a.m. and sit with my legs crossed until like 7 p.m. until the teacher tells us we can leave here. You're going to get treated a little bit better. Now, the Patriot way, with the Teddy Bruschis of the world and the Tom Brady's, you fell in line when you went there. Because, yeah, you came here because you want to win. We're going to show you the way. And if you don't like it, you can beat it. You can't do that anymore because it seems like it's an open book up there going, well, I'm going to go there, not be able to be myself, and not win? Yeah, thanks. I'm going to go somewhere else.
Right. Yeah, and also just the way the world has changed. And I'm not naive to this. I don't think any of us are. But, you know, that militant approach, yeah, more effective with guys in the 90s and the 2000s as a coach. Absolutely. It's not as effective anymore. And I know that upsets people. I know people think
that. By the way,
listen, I'm not even here to rehash that stuff. But you would be foolish if you tried to tell me that, oh, that stuff is still the obvious way everybody does it. Again, I don't care what you think should happen, but it's not what happens everywhere. And it clearly, most people, all people, they're not looking for that. They don't. That's not the where they want to be. That's not the approach that they're looking for. And it's not just, oh, those guys aren't winners. Gronkowski is maybe the greatest tight end of all time, thanks to Super Bowl accomplishments. And Gronk retired and then found out he could go win without Bill and immediately came back.
Yes. But how about this, Kevin? If your coach growing up didn't make you cry multiple times, he wasn't doing his job correctly. We need that back. We need that back in our little minor league systems here. We got more topics to talk. Come on back with us. Moneyline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Here's a good topic here, Kevin. You ready for this one?
Yes.
Don't act like a fool at a Major League Baseball game, NFL game, NHL game, NBA game. Why? Because in the advent of cameras now, Kevin, everything is forever now. And what you do to act like a fool you thought was cool in the moment, you might be a meme for the next 25 years. If anybody wasn't paying attention on opening night, Kevin, the Los Angeles Dodgers game, somebody from the stands out in the bleacher creatures said, you know what? I'm really going to impress my family, my friends, my coworkers, and also my, I guess, fiance. I'm going to propose at the Dodgers game. So immediately go like, oh, that's really cool. How did you set this up? You're going to take her like before the game? Did you ask the Dodgers like permission to say before the game, can I go sit in the dugout and act like we're on a tour and then I propose and everybody claps and you know how that's going to go? Did you pay the $400 to get your name on the scoreboard? Congratulations, Christy and Bob, for their new engagement. Da, 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 da. And the cameras come over and they show the ring and they give a kiss and most people boo because that's where evil human beings and we probably root for the demise of the new marriage. But having said that, Kevin, that none of that happened. You know what happened? A person left their seat, got onto the field, and this wasn't like in foul territory, barely touching down, basically took the left fielder's spot, got down on one knee. I mean, could even see his fiance at that point. He was so far away. But absolutely got flatlined by security running in. I don't know if I've ever seen a... Now, we've seen... We're going to get into some of these, which I want to bring it up, but... That guy got rocked, Kevin. Do you think he thought he was cool after that? Or what did I do? And now I have thousands of dollars of fines. And, oh, yeah, where's the ring at? We don't know.
Yeah, got smashed. Got absolutely smashed. Let's talk proposals here.
Yeah.
So the way proposals work, to the best of my understanding.
I'm very good at them.
Are you? Well, what are you, 100% hit rate, Donnie?
100%, one for one. One for one, don't think I'm doing it again. It's like my hockey record. Like, hey, stole a hockey bet, won it, and then I never played again. Because why do it again? Yeah, go ahead.
Absolutely. So no, that is pertinent, relevant details here to show how legitimate we are on these topics. For my understanding of a proposal, while yes, it is something that you share together with your wife, as the man, it is not for you. Your joy in this moment is simply getting the yes. That is what you take away from the moment, is getting the yes
and making your now fiance happy. How it happens is for her. It is for her to be able to tell that story, be happy about it. Was so romantic. It was so special. It was this. It was this. It was that. Now, unless the woman that that guy was marrying said, there is, I want to be proposed to in a preposterous way. I want to be proposed to at Dodger Stadium. Then what that guy did is genuinely one of the most selfish, stupid things I've ever seen. And genuinely, if she said no based on it, it wouldn't be out of bounds. In what world is that a special moment between you and your bride-to-be when you are 100 feet away on the field? You do that, she shakes her head yes, and then what? You were going to run back up into the stands and they were going to let you go? Do you, again, Don, you know how many, because I don't know if you and the wife talked about how she wanted it to happen, but no. I had a conversation with somebody who said, I never would want one of those nonsense at a stadium public things. That's not for me, that's correct. For you, and that's yes. not how that's supposed to go. So what that guy did took that big grandiose thing, which if that's what you and the missus like, so be it. But at times, it does come off a little self-indulgent for the guy, and he made it the most self-indulgent thing of all time, an embarrassing hack move.
Like, it might have been a little bit different, too, Kevin, if, I don't even want to say if there were YouTubers or social media people. Let's even take that out of the equation. If you guys are just like, hey, you know what, watch this. I think it'll be really funny. Why don't me and you just run out onto the field? And as you got to the outfield, you drop down the one knee and propose, like, oh, my God, look at this, because you're right. The impact is you being close to your significant other, you being able to look at them, ask them the question, and audibly hear very easily the yes, hopefully, or if, you know, oh, well, the oh, let's talk about it, and, you know, you don't get the yeah. yes, which would be disastrous. But the fact that you went on the field, you probably didn't talk to your fiancé or what was going to be your fiancé for the rest of the night because they probably had you in Dodger Stadium, had a van ready to go, and like, you know, let's show this guy what the deal is. We're going to take him to L.A. County right now. Good luck with that. You're going to see a judge in hopefully by tomorrow morning, if not by Monday. You'll be in there 3 or 4 days. Because now it's no longer like it was in the 60s or 70s. You run around, the security comes out, hey, get back to your seat, or show this guy the door, and that's all you got, no tickets, anything. They actually charge you like terroristic threats now when you do that. So it's not even like the joke of like, ha-ha, it's pretty funny that you actually did it. You're looking at thousands of dollars of fine and maybe jail time in order to get that response, which I'm sure isn't very romantic, because if you went to the person who was getting proposed to, what'd you think about that? That was awesome! It was the greatest thing! He loves me so much! You're not getting that response.
No, and if that is the response you get, then, I mean, good luck. The whole thing's at, you're both at, off your head.
Right? Oh, good. I
also,
got something.
Don't you get like, banned from the stadium as well if you do that? Because, again, like, the only way that that, like, comes off truly romantic is, like, look, we're both, like, diehard Dodger fans to me. Because, like, well, now I can't even go to the game with him because he's banned because he ran onto the field. So that's...
You ready for the update?
Knuckleheaded stuff. Uh-oh.
Now... One of our good friends here, we are a social media show, Kevin, it's like to say.
Yes.
ZN sent me this behind the scenes. Update, Kevin, from a Blake Harris. After one of the craziest proposals we've seen at Dodger Stadium last night, she said yes. Now, I don't know if this is, I guess it's, they're showing the picture of them. She's holding up the hand. They're both smiling. But it says, tad bit extreme, but he's a LEO, which I think is law enforcement officer. What can you expect? And, of course, I said yes. This guy was like a cop? Did he get off? Yeah. What is this? I think, oh, this is a good story now. It's a good story now.
Well, here's now what you're going to get.
You're going to get this fired. Actually, then will you get fired for doing that?
Yeah, so, well, it goes one of two ways. He either gets fired or this is now no longer fun, as people say, oh, so he gets to just do whatever he wants.
Yes.
And people are going to, do you know what I mean? So this whole thing becomes even more and more and more annoying. I can't stand these two. I almost wish you were right. And it does, again, continue to show that despite what maybe your age and number is, you're still a youthful fella, that your mind went to, is this a YouTube prank? I almost wish it was a YouTube prank so I could just full on despise everything that I'm getting.
Like it was a TV show that we didn't know about yet, and they just used a live crowd, and that was all like a prop right there. Like, by the way, this guy's going to come in and tackle you, but you know he's part of the crew.
Okay, now to the tackler.
Yes, let's get.
I don't know what your tackler take is. For me, I think the guy's a dork. I think the tackler's a dork. Like, you're not tough. The guy's not moving.
Yes.
Like, you're not saving anybody. You look like a jackass, man.
And you might get fired for that move. How about
I hope he does. I'm going to be honest with you. I hope he does. Ah, that's maybe a little rude. I'm just saying, I get it. Like, what are you doing, man? What are you doing? Really? Like, I get it when the guys are running around like maniacs and they're taunting you and they're asking for it. Like, that guy was proposing. Still, as could be. If you walked over to him, he wasn't going anywhere.
You could have got behind him. You could have put him in a headlock. You could have put him in a sleeper mode. It's the equivalent, Kevin, to the bouncer at a nightclub that all he's looking to do is get into a fight and just be somewhat justified. Hey, look, there's a drunk in the corner. Hey, buddy, I got to throw you out. Oh, come on, I want one more beer. Pow, 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 pow. I told you to get out. Now I just beat you stiff here in the corner as opposed to just taking the guy, escorting him out, and everything will be done. There was no need for that. So now, as we take a look at Kevin, the guy's completely wrong for going onto the field. Whatever charges he might get certainly will be deserved because of that. But also, the guy that's doing the tackling, I tell you right now, the fans might have got a kick out of it, us watching you get a kick out of it, but whoever runs the security team at Dodger Stadium, they're fielding calls right now probably from, like, lawyers across the land. Hey, buddy, I know you probably going to have to pay some fines. And granted, I don't know if he got out of it or not. Let's just say the normal person doesn't get out of this. What do you say? I get those charges dropped for you running on the field, and I can stuff about $100,000 in your pocket.
Mm-hmm. Oh, for sure. Yeah. I mean, look, because there, you can't watch that video and say what that guy did was necessary.
Correct.
You can't possibly justify that there. Yeah, so look.
You see the baseball player in the pic. I don't even know who the baseball player was. One of the Diamondbacks, I guess. But from the opposite angle, not from the bleachers, but I guess from like more like home plate. Like the dude literally sees it coming, the player, and you can see him start to put his hands on his head. Dude gets laid out, and the guys, I actually think if you could get into the mind of the player, he's probably like, that wasn't needed right there. What just happened? Yeah.
No, and like the player would say that, and it's like almost like supposed to be protecting the player's safety. I mean, this is a total dork fest out on that field there from those guys. I don't know. I think personally, I find that unnecessary roughness stuff like that for a number of reasons to be more of an issue there. I know people will say that guy was breaking the rules, and I agree with you. I'm not saying they should have let him eat. I'm not even telling you they should have let him carry on with the proposal. I'm just saying to blindside a guy like that, you look ridiculous. You look like an ass.
Like, what did you expect? Like, hey, now we're going to give you the key to the city. You can actually become the head of police because of how good you are at your job. I'm telling you, he might have got released. It's the same thing that we watch in life about some of those Best Buy videos where somebody's trying to rob someone, the entire team just gets together and tries to tackle the guy.
I missed that.
Then they get in trouble behind. That is one of the more sensational videos of all time. Much more hot topics to go. You know you will get it right here on The Grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Grid Radio Network.
Let's do this because I want to play myself, K-Dub, right now. You know, I take more pride in playing myself for a fool than anybody should, especially live on the air or whatever you're doing. Now, the reason why I'm laughing at myself is, again, we're a social media show. We have great listeners out here that give us information while we're talking live because, hey, some people actually listen to the show. So we're talking about the guy on the field, you know, getting run over. And Zian sends me in the actual picture, and so did a couple other people on Twitter as well. Blake just sent it in as well. But get this here. Get this, Kevin. So I read this, right? You ready for this? Again. And they have the picture, they're holding up the ring, everybody's smiling. And let me read this to you again. Tad bit extreme, but he's an LEO. What do you expect? Oh, and of course I said yes. So quickly reading it, I thought LEO, which again is law enforcement officer. So I figured he got out of it. So the guy, so Zane goes, no, Leo is his sign, which is exactly what it should have read, but I didn't read it like that. I said, hold on, what is, like, would it tad bit extreme, but he's like a police officer. That's what they do? And I was like, oh, that makes sense. Oh, this guy is a Leo. Yeah, and I guess that's what you're signing. Oh, that's good. Yeah. Oh, that hits hard.
I hate both these two. I hate both these two. Your soon-to-be husband runs on the field, does that, and you go, psh, what, I knew what I was getting into when I knew he was a Leo. Clown University for both of these two. Get out of my face here. Now, you not be, I mean, Donnie, I'm not even slandering you on it.
It was capital. Like, what, like, there's not even an emoji behind it. It said he's an LEO. So I'm like, oh, this guy was way a step in the game going, I'm a cop. Sure, once I get behind there, the cops will come down to take me to jail and go, wait. He's one of ours. Come on, man. Just gonna slip out the back door and never be seen again. Yeah. Come on, LEO. Oh, that hits good, man.
I can't even slander you on it. I can't slander you on it. Because I cannot slander you on it because it is far more reasonable for this guy to be in law enforcement than what we've actually been given here, which is his sign. I should have known he was going to run on the field to propose.
Oh, man, that just took over. Like, because I was actually looking for, like, a hot topic right out of the break, and I got that the DM behind the scene, and I just couldn't help myself. I didn't want to share it until we got onto the air. I was like, hey, you know what? I was actually wrong on this. That hit so well, I wanted to let the people know, like, what an idiot sometimes I am. But the way I read it through was I was trying to put two and two together, not like he's crazy because he's a Leo. Look, he did this because he knew he could get out of it because he's a cop, not a Leo, as in your sign. Oh, man, that's good stuff.
Oh, man.
Oh, I needed a second to just rehash that. That really makes my day now that I read it that way and would have just been fine with that. And I would have probably said, hey, you know, we probably watching TV with the wife, right? And she just said, hey, look at this crazy. Like, hey, by the way, that guy got out of it. He's a cop. Oh, he is. How do you know? I read the Instagram and said that he's an LEO.
Yeah. Let me just add this quickly. All right. Because I just saw the behind the scenes video.
Man.
That has the other two guys running in. Yeah, dork one, dork two, dork three. The idea that the other guys had to run in there with, like, speed, Donnie. Like, they had to run in there with speed to go protect, like, help this guy. The guy that's already down, tackled, and obliterated here. I mean, seriously.
Like the teacher in the Marines.
What are we doing? What are we doing,
like,
fellas?
Like, grenade. And, like, the thing is, everybody's got to go jump on each other because you're supposed to protect the rest of the battalion around. Like, that's what they did to the guy when there was no threat at that point. But, again, you know, maybe they knew that he was a cop, so it was like, all right, we really got to get on the guy. Maybe he can, you know, maybe he's got something on him here. Maybe he's got a stun gun with him. You never know because that's what LEOs do, not Leos at this point. Oh, tremendous.
Now, hold on.
Now, that's good radio right there.
Now, let's find out. Let's find out what a Leo even is.
Yeah,
Leo,
because I need that too.
Sign.
Behind the scenes. Like, is that, that means you're crazy? Spontaneous? Like, can do something at any moment here? No, I'm a Libra. I'm
July 23rd to August 22nd.
Okay.
Leo is represented by the lion, spirited fire signs of the kings and queens of the celestial jungle. I'm gonna vomit. Blah, 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 blah. They're delighted to embrace their royal status. Vivacious, theatrical, and passionate. Leos love to bask in the spotlight and celebrate themselves. Wait a minute now.
Wait a minute now. Like, are you a Leo? What are you?
No, I'm a Capricorn. What that really means, I have no idea, though.
Yeah.
To be fair to her, that whole first line there really does describe somebody running on the field to go propose. Oh, so maybe less slander on her being like, he's a Leo, I should have known. I mean, because that is...
That's one for the show there, though. The fact that I thought that guy was a cop when his sign is Leo.
Who wrote this woman? Playful Leos have no problem leaning into drama-fueled romances that are perfectly suited for the tabloids. I mean, what? They perceive herself as a celebrity. Astrological divas never get tired of lavish dinners, exclusive parties, and decadent designer wear.
Oh, my goodness.
So, all right. Leo got tackled.
Yes. Thank you for that. But the fact that that person sent something in and actually heard me respond by going, like, hey, he's a cop. And they're like, a cop? That's a sign. Oh, it's too good.
Our loyal listeners, yeah, who we love and appreciate, are now also producing the show to a degree, which I have to respect and appreciate there.
That's where it goes. Someday. Hour number twos can get certainly crazy at this point, and that's one of them there. So good times had by all. We'll see where it goes. Now, have you ever done anything crazy at a sporting event? Like, I'm not talking about, I went to a Jets game and intercepted a pass from Vinny Testaverde back in the day. But have you ever got done, like, questionable or one too many beers or, you know? I don't think I've ever had anything pop up.
Nothing coming to mind.
Like, I've never snuck into a pro game. Do you know what I mean? Never, like, did something and then had to run out of there and they couldn't catch me. Or, you know, I threw a cup of Pepsi or beer onto the court and nobody caught me. Not that you would ever dime yourself. Hey, by the way, back in 2 days, that was me. Like, no, I never actually did that, so... I don't have any crazy, because I know people out there got some crazy stories about what they did. And by the way, hold on. Crazier this. But Christian, behind them, do we still have Moose on the line? Get him. There we go. Moose, get on here. Talk to me. Talk to me, Moose. You know what? Moose's opinion is perfect for this. Go ahead, Moose.
Yeah. I got some breaking news for you, DRS.
Oh, let's go.
I got some breaking news for you, buddy. The two walleye cheaters plead guilty in court. Ooh. All right.
Oh.
Confiscated their boats, and they're going to do a little bit of time. But I don't want to get off the sports subject. But I was driving home when I was listening to you guys with the bets with the women's points over tonight. So I was able to jump on that.
Oh. Yeah.
I was doing a little bit of shop. We have a grocery store down here. It's an international grocery store. So I had to pick up some food for the Final Four fish fry coming up. So we're going to do a little bit of grouper fingers. But instead of the traditional batter, I do a Bisquick pancake mix fish batter.
Whoa.
And the whole trick with that is that you want to add a little rice flour because the rice flour will brown it up nice. So, but that's on menu for tomorrow. I'm looking forward to the games tonight. And that knucklehead, I mean, I can't see that Leo. That's pretty funny. So, but and I do have a funny story to share with you guys.
Let's go.
Now,
yep.
Okay, so we got into a little bit of a foot chase with an individual up in our District 5. And this individual decides to try and go over a 6-foot chain link fence. Well, his pants get caught on the way down, descending down. His pants are on the fence, and he's just bare blank, just hanging off his pants.
Oh.
And we just stop. We just stop, and we're just looking at him for about 5-10 seconds and laughing. But
my goodness.
Some great sports going on, but you guys are great. I always enjoy listening to you.
Thank you.
And shout out to the X-Man. Shout out to the X-Man for his bets. Well, awesome. But going to be a good ball game in Cleveland tonight. I'm looking forward to the Knicks-Cavs game. You guys take care. Have a wonderful weekend.
Love it. There's the Moose checking in. By the way, has anybody ever called you Kevin Grouper Fingers before? Like, it's Kev over there. Yeah, you know, he likes to get down and eat a little bit, a little grouper finger over there.
No, I don't even understand. I don't understand that at all.
Yeah.
I don't understand
grouper fingers, man. Yeah, I don't know. Like, maybe just have, you know, you look at the hands, like, hey, it looks like he's being a grouper. I don't know.
No.
Maybe something can play into. All right, let's keep it with the phone calls here, having some fun. Gary from Texas on the line. Gary, what's good?
I don't know much, I'll tell you that I am not a Leo, so you don't have to worry about me running on the field, apparently. But I was going to maybe mention, but possibly why the reason that Texas may not actually play today, Texas, Philadelphia. Keep in mind that the women's Final Four is in Dallas as well, and a lot of those same security, same ambulance workers, so forth, would be at both stadiums, not normally. You know, the same ones do, you know, both routes. Now, they're not really that close together, about 30 minutes apart, but I believe that's the reason why they wouldn't want to have two day games in a row. Now, you might say, why not? Why didn't Houston do the same thing tomorrow? Well, tomorrow, Houston's having one of the only day games at 1 o'clock on Saturday they're going to have all year long, just because the Final Four is at night.
Like, Gary, if they would have come out and said that, Major League Baseball, Gary, I would have had no problem. Even if it was a lie, I could have bought that lie. Just the response that we were getting back for why the game didn't take place, K-Dub. Whoa. That's what the issue was. Like, they say, hey, look, we're going to be short on, you know, staffing. This is why we have to do it. I'd had no issues with it.
No, I think, it's a good phone call by Gary, but I think he missed it. We did have some reporting. The reason that they did not play Friday is they had everybody ready for Thursday. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
that was they had to have everybody ready for Thursday. That's what we found out. They had to have everybody ready for Thursday. No other reason.
I mean, ridiculous.
No other reason. That
can anybody look into? Does it actually work, or did somebody get like a grift over on the city of Houston? Hey, but we need a retractable roof. When do you open it? We don't open it. What do you need it for? I told you it was retractable. It's really not. So I just pocketed like $250 million. Because I always get a kick out of that. I tweeted you right away on that, too. Like, I don't even think there's any chance of shower. Like, it's going to be closed at 72 degrees. I'm saying to myself, I can't even get enough of the slander against
what
Houston.
What weather do they open it
I don't
at?
Know. A 74.4. Because everybody will die if it's not 74.4. I don't know.
Isn't it like 90 degrees? It's like, no, that's when we need it because it's too hot.
Yeah. Like, even in the desert, Kevin. Like, out in Arizona, they'll be like, hey, for the first month and a half, we keep it open. We close it because it's 130 in the summer, and then we open it back up in September. Hey, that makes sense. That's why you have a retractable roof. But not like, oh, it's 72 out. We're going to keep it closed.
It doesn't make any sense.
Makes
it doesn't
no
make
sense.
Any sense. No, it's
no
good.
It doesn't.
That's good by then. It's like a night game. It's just like cool. Yeah. Is the AC on? Like, was it hot or stuffy?
Apparently, you melt. Apparently, people in Houston expire if they're not rated like 73 degrees.
Yeah.
If they walk out their door and it's 78, they melt on the sidewalk. If they walk out their door and it's 72, they're frozen like a snowman. Like, you ever see, like, the iguanas, Kevin, in Florida, when it gets below, like, you know, 40 degrees, they fall out of the tree? Go to Houston when it's 70 degrees, everybody's laying flat on the sidewalk because they don't know what to do.
Yeah. Yeah, man, tough scene out there. I didn't like it very much when I went.
Yeah, by the way, I'm just getting another update, too. Lone Depot Park actually is going to be open. But how about this? The roof was closed for 79 of 81 games in Miami last year. What are we doing with retractable roofs? Just put a dome and save the money. Oh, my goodness, I can't get enough of it. But here's what it is at that point. We got one more quick segment before we get you out of here. Always hot topics. You know where to find them. It's Raider on the Grid with Moneyline.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Quick segment here before we get you out of here. One more hot topic, which I always like to have, because I am an old man now, 45 years old, so I can yell at the clouds. It's appropriate. Monday night basketball, national championship game. And I always look at this and say, you know, the biggest sport in America is football, Kevin. They learned a long time ago, starting Monday night football at 9 o'clock, made no sense whatsoever and made the adjustment. More people watch Monday night football probably than anything throughout the week, and they moved it to 8 o'clock. It's like an 8:15 start. The national championship tip time is 9:20, Kevin, on Monday night.
It is insane. It is unjustifiable. It makes no sense. And you have three out of the four potential teams all operating strong East Coast time zones there.
Yes.
With UConn, Miami, and FAU. And it's indefensible. And again, I am... Like, I stay up. I watch my West Coast basketball, too, up to a certain point. But I can't justify it. And by the way, there is not a single other. Like, Christian, we're just talking behind the scenes. He goes, why is this? It is the only sport whose national championship thinks that this makes any kind of sense.
And I don't know why it has to be that way. Like, it's 9:20 tip is your goal. So the kids, where you're trying to grow the game, can't watch it and get excited by it. Is that what the goal actually is? Because people will stay up and people will watch. In my job that I have, I can't stay up that late and watch it all the way through it. I might have a nice ticket on that game, which I would love to stay up and watch it, but I'd be exhausted for the next day. What's the problem, Kevin, if it did start at 8 o'clock? Is that an issue? Like, why? Who would be the issue if it started at 8 o'clock?
Like, if it started at 8, you would come on and be like, this should start at 7, and then we could have a fun talk.
Yes.
If it started at 9:30, it's like, yeah, never mind. This is just dumb.
Oh, my goodness. Ridiculous stuff. Started earlier, but that'll do it here for Moneyline. So glad you guys tuned in for us. For Christian Behind the Wheels of Steel, Donnie and Kevin, thanks again. We'll see you soon. Later.